Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about the ability of God to pass through any defenses that man can set up. Let's continue with that thought today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
The preaching against sin tailed off that was calling Israel back to the old paths. They thought they had victory. The ones who did this in Israel against Isaiah and those who stood up for the Lord. But that was 2,700 years ago. But you know what? Eternity and their deaths 2,700 years ago proved they had false confidence. Those who died unsaved in that day are still in hell. And as the rich man in Luke 16, they're still tormented night and day. They still have no rest night and day. And they are still tormented. So there was a false confidence. But let's look next in the second half of verse 12 as we see fateful cutting. Fateful cutting. And so in the rest of verse 12 there, he says, yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Though they have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. Now the Lord in thus saith the Lord will pass through. He means their walls that the foreign armies could not penetrate. There's nothing too hard for God, by the way, my friend. He puts their pride and braggadocious attitude right back at them. The Lord will pass through the wall and armaments and others, armies that could not pass through, that man could not pass through. And God is saying, you won't be able to stop him, which is what he meant by that he would pass through. Now, years ago, there was a TV program, I think it was in the 60s, it may have been in the 50s, where the man had a fast gun, and he'd tell people he was the fastest, and he would say, no brag, just fact. No brag, just fact. And I thought that was an interesting way of saying it. No brag, just fact. And the Lord's not bragging here. He's just telling them, I will pass through. Just like he says, I will come again. When he says, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That is, you'd go to hell. He meant it. He's not just bragging. He's saying, he says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He's not bragging. He's just stating a fact. Man cannot penetrate Israel today as a weapons system that he just does as he did back in those days. Israel today's weapon system intercepts missiles. Now, back in those days, they didn't have the missiles. They had arrows. They might have shot lighted arrows and spears and things like that. And today, they can shoot missiles, atomic warheads. But man can be stopped. But the Lord cannot be stopped. God has hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, and pestilence that man cannot stop. Revelation chapters 6, 14, 16, and you will look at those, you see that he will do it. to the Antichrist, and the world that has gathered all their armies and weapons against him, and there'll be nothing. Psalms 2 says that he'll laugh. He'll have them greatly in derision. And he will merely speak. For a sharp sword goeth out of his mouth, we're told in Revelation 19. And with it he will smite the nations, and the blood will flow to the horse's bridle at his word. And by the way, if you read the 33rd Psalm, you find out that he spoke these worlds into existence. When he said, let there be light, there was light. He created it. He spoke it. And he created it out of nothing. God will send a flood against Nineveh. It takes out her walls and city. Matter of fact, it was so complete. It took 2,500 years for archaeologists to find the ruins of Nineveh in the desert. It wasn't until the 1800s, and they still haven't found it all. As a matter of fact, over the years, even Alexander the Great had trampled over it and didn't have any idea that under his feet once stood the greatest power on earth as far as man was concerned. The hated Jew, God's people, who had been placed in this captivity in Nineveh was because God allowed their captivity to take place. It was for their sin. But now, he says, I will afflict thee no more. We know they were afflicted no more by Nineveh. But in the tribulation, the whole world will be trying to eliminate the Jew. Now, we have some anti-Semitism today, and we have Israel hate today with BDS and things of that nature. But in the tribulation, when God's people have been raptured out, it's going to be of a magnitude worldwide that man has not really known after the world leader breaks his covenant with Israel at the middle point of the tribulation. But then still, the Lord will come back and he'll destroy them once and for all, because the God of this world, Satan, hates them as God's people. And so Jesus comes back and he destroys the enemies of Israel, because Israel was his chosen people for that land. They were chosen to represent God to the world. Now, the world calls things as Nineveh and others act of nature. Acts of nature. Have you heard that? Hurricane comes, well, it's an act of nature. Flood is an act of nature. Now, my friend, you and I know they actually are acts of God. God faithfully cuts off all those without him and places them into a lake of fire. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. So understand, these things are coming, and they will happen. Now, unfortunately, as the Jews in the day of Nineveh in their captivity for their sin, although God may afflict thee, that is Israel, he will afflict thee no more. For the saved person, he may go under the chastening of the Lord, but he will not be cast into the lake of fire. Even if he is just saved so as by fire, he lived a life of worldliness and disobedience, but he was saved. He's saved so as by fire. Have you ever heard of a family that perhaps the father was rich and he had some kids, maybe you had a kid or two that was just very rebellious and against everything and lived a wild life. And the man is wise and he's got one or two kids that are just really obedient kids or good kids, hardworking kids, moral kids. And when this man dies, the money's left to those moral kids, whereas the ones that were immoral and not good don't receive anything. He said, oh, that's hard. Well, wasn't it hard what those kids did to their daddy? And so they're still his children. They may still have a place to live that their father provided, but they don't get to share in the rewards. And how many saved people are going to enter into eternity not able to share in the eternal rewards, just saved, so as by fire, as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3. Nineveh is finally destroyed once for all, as those who are religious, as Nineveh was, and it was religious, but not biblically saved. And so too, one will find that many religious people will be in hell. People say, well, I'm doing the best I can. Got to measure my good against my bad. My works are great. I'm very benevolent. Well, as long as you believe in a God, that's all that matters. No, those things will not do. They simply will not do. Remember in Matthew chapter 7? Jesus speaking said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is that will? Well, he'd have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's his will. 2 Peter 3:9 says that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Well, these people don't come to repentance. They don't think they really need to admit they're sinners that deserve hell. They're going to go to hell as a result. He said, next verse, these people do just like many do today. And many will say in that day in Matthew 7:22, Lord, Lord, have I not done many wonderful works? Lord, Lord, have I not cast out devils? Have I not done miracles? Have I not done many wonderful works in your name? Have I not prophesied? Have I not done this or that? And then he'll say in verse 23, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Not that I used to know you, but not now. No, he says, I never knew you. You were never saved. And that takes me to another point. After false confidence and faithful cutting, lastly, see here on this verses we're looking at, faithfully completes. Verse 13 says, for now will I break this yoke from off thee and will burst thy bonds in sunder.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.